Global heating is supercharging an increasingly dangerous climate mechanism in the Indian Ocean, known as the Indian Ocean Dipole. It's played a role in disasters this year, including flooding and landslides in East Africa. And thousands of miles away in Australia, a period of hot, dry weather causing bushfires. Scientists and humanitarian officials say this year's record dipole threatens to reappear more regularly and in more extreme forms as sea surface temperatures rise. And on that theme, presented at the ongoing UN Climate Talks in Madrid, a study undertaken by the International Union for Conservation of Nature says that climate change has caused the world's oceans to have lost around 2% of the oxygen on average over half a century, although in some areas it's been up to around 30%. And around 700 ocean sites are now suffering from low oxygen compared to 45 in the 1960s. The research predicts the oceans will lose 3 to 4% of their oxygen globally by the end of the century if carbon emissions continue to remain unchecked. And in more sad news, we're talking about the Samoan measles outbreak. An outbreak on the Pacific Island has led to drastic government measures to fight off the deadly disease. They've declared a state of emergency and made vaccinations compulsory. The Samoan Ministry of Health declared the start of the measles outbreak on 16th of October, and since then there have been over 4,300 cases reported, including 63 deaths. They've had nearly 90% of eligible people who have now been vaccinated, though, and an anti-vax campaigner has been arrested, as part of it has been blamed on the spreading of false information claiming that vaccinations are dangerous.